We live in a computer age. I'm absolutely sure of it. Now, earlier in the tape, I hedged my bets and I said, is it really real and do you think so and it's up to you and so forth. But I'm here to tell you now, we live in a computer age. Further, we live in an age of breakthrough. There are lightning leaps, quantum jumps being made in every aspect of human life right now. I am sure that you can learn to do that, that you can break through any barriers in your life. You can find those anchors to your past, you can let go of them, and you can break through to a new, unanticipated plateau. Now, in preparation for that breakthrough, you're going to have to live like a champion. You're going to have to be mentally, physically, socially, and spiritually fit. And once you reach that new plateau, how are you going to stay there? I mean, once you've broken through, how do you keep from sliding back? I'm sure you know that many people break through and quit. A young woman wants to lose weight. She loses weight. Nine guys ask her for dates. She doesn't know what to do with that. I mean, I never had a date. And she goes home and eats a pizza because she can't deal with the new exploded potential. So many people, they break through, they conquer their computer phobia, and then they go unconscious and think it's no big deal. So you're going to have to live like a champion. Now, I'm going to give you my best tips. I got a long list of tips. When I speak to people, I say, today, and I look at my watch and I have 6 minutes, I say, there are 10 basic tips for championship living. And the next day I'm speaking and I have only 6 minutes, and I say, there are 5 basic or 3, whatever. I have thought about this, and I'm going to give you the best advice I have regarding mind, spirit, and social relations. And I'm going to give you 3 tips under each category. 3 tips. These are little one-liners, little short things you can write on a 3x5 card. And then once in a while you can shuffle the deck and pull one out and think about that. But don't think you can really toss these ideas away. I mean, these are the ideas that govern my life. This is the result of years of thinking about these issues. And so even though I hope they're interesting, I hope they're lively and stimulating and so forth, I am serious about them. So let me tell you. First, tips for the mind. I think you should be conscious occasionally. No, not all the time. I don't mean try to, some of you say, oh, I'm conscious all the time. Oh, baloney, you're not conscious all the time. But be conscious occasionally, like 5 minutes to the hour, twice a day, like 5 minutes of 10, 5 minutes of 3. Take 5 minutes and be conscious. Ask yourself a question. Say, how can I break through the barrier of my fear of computers? Or how can I break through my lack of understanding about whatever it may be? Then pick up something at random. Pick up the third book from the left-hand side of the third shelf of somebody else's bookshelf. Pick up anything. Pick up a newspaper. Pick up a magazine. And open it at random. And read one line and hang out with it. It'll say, the price of gold has dropped. Hang out with that. Think about it. And some of you will say, oh, that's so absurd. It's ridiculous. It's not going anywhere. But you see, when you're conscious, the answers bubble up out of you. The answers are not in the thing you're going to read. The answers are in you. Championship living is in you from the beginning to the end. It's not out there. It's in you. So read something. Let your mind work on it. And then write down what you end up with. Okay? Be conscious. Second tip. I think you should be ignorant. Be ignorant. Don't pretend you know things you don't know. I'm telling you, that's lethal. I deal with people and, the head of data processing for a huge high technology firm, and some stranger walks by and says, well, what's the most powerful portable computer? And a guy says, well, I believe it's the such and such. And you can tell from the tone of the voice that he's faking it a little. I mean, he's acting like he knows. Have you ever traveled anywhere with someone who wouldn't ask for directions? It drives me nuts. Yeah, it just drives me nuts. You know, we're lost. We're lost. And we can't find anything. And we say to the person, I say to the driver, ask. No, I was here only 12 years ago, no problem. It's right around here somewhere. I say, hey, there's a guy. There's a filling station. There's a policeman. There's there's a mailman. Ask. No. And the reason they don't ask is that it makes it look like they don't know. And they don't want to look like they don't know, because then it'll look like they're ignorant, and yet they don't know. I want to tell you, all there is reality and what you say about it. So if you're ignorant, I mean, I think you should at least be as ignorant as you are. Okay? Then go and ask the source, which will usually be some young neighborhood child. Third tip for the mind. I think you should do what you are doing while you are doing it. And you may say, well, that sounds pretty stupid. No, my experience is that most people in the business world are never doing what they're doing while they're doing it. They're always doing something else while they're doing this. In other words, they're in a board meeting, and they're shooting their cuffs. Everybody at the table is shooting their cuffs, looking at watches. See, they're all leaving the meeting. They're all thinking, let's see, soon I'll have to leave for the airport. And then all the way to the airport, they're thinking of things they should have said back in the board meeting. Boy, if I were back in the board meeting now, this is what I'd say. See, I think you should drive a car while you're driving a car. Use the computer while you're using the computer. Eat dinner while you're eating dinner. That's why I hate and resent business lunches. Let's go to lunch and talk business. I say, no, no, no. Let's talk business and then let's go to lunch. You know, let's do what we're doing while we're doing it. Let's talk about tips for social relations. I think you should find a partner. I think you should get a partner. I think we should all have a partner. Buddy system, as you learn something, teach it to someone else. Get a partner and say to that person, what do you want to know? And he says, I'd like to know how to program in BASIC, or I'd like to know how to do electronic mail. And you say, good, teach me. And the person will know it within a couple of weeks. If you want to learn how to do something, agree to teach it to a church group. Teach it to your Rotary Club within 10 days. And within 7 days, you won't have done a thing. You won't have learned a thing. Yeah, you'll be just as stupid as you are right now. And then the heat comes up. You know, you say, I've got 3 days left. Oh, no. Gee, I have 2 days left. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I should cancel the meeting. I better cancel the meeting because I can't do it. Oh, wait a minute. If I cancel the meeting, I'll look like a fool. Oh, I have a day and a half left. I think I'll get out the book. And you get the book out. Wait a minute. I only have half a day left. And all of a sudden, it's incredible. I mean, it's like you ever melted ice off the refrigerator, the freezer part of your refrigerator, you know, and it doesn't melt, and nothing melts, and nothing melts, and then 27 pounds falls off. That's what I'm talking about. About 2 hours before you're due to do the class, suddenly you'll say, this is really not as difficult as I thought, and you learn the whole thing, and you show up smiling. Okay? So make a commitment to a partner and teach them whatever it is you want to learn. Now, related to that is my second tip. And that is, in social relations, what you put out is what you get back. What you put out is what you get back. Is there anyone who's not cooperating with you currently in your life? Anyone who is not cooperating with you? Good. Then you need to cooperate with them more. And you'll say, well, I cooperate plenty. I'm not the problem. No, no, no. That's ego. That's vanity. That's not getting the job done. You cooperate more, and if they don't cooperate, you cooperate more. If you want people in your life to smile, smile to them. If you want people to be enthusiastic on the phone, be enthusiastic on the phone, because what you put out is what you get back. My third tip on social relations is always come from mastery. From mastery. Okay, don't seek mastery. Now, I come from Independence, Missouri. And I don't know how to change that. I mean, you can twist my arm and I say, Omaha, I come from Omaha. But not really. See, I come from Independence. Well, you can also come from mastery. When you come from mastery and you say, I come from mastery, no problem. What is it? You say, well, somebody has to barbecue the chicken. And you say, fine, not to worry. And because you come from mastery, you ask whatever questions, you look around, you figure it out, and then you barbecue the chicken. Okay? You can come from mastery in developing your access to a computer. When you come from mastery, all you have to do is learn the keystrokes. You know, C, L, D. It's not a big deal. The big deal is if you don't come from mastery. I don't know. Maybe I won't be able to do this. I'm not very good at math. You know, you ever jump between two buildings in a city or you've seen kids do that? It doesn't have to be 20 feet. If you're 2 feet away, I mean, if you actually just fainted, you'd fall over onto the other building. But I'm telling you, if you don't think you can make it, don't jump, because the outcome is in the intention. Okay? Come from mastery. Now the tips for the spirit. I think everyone should go on receive only once in a while. I call it receive only, where you just listen. You don't have to be highly religious and you don't have to pray about it, but just take a break, and instead of trying to be clever and figuring it out, just listen and see what comes into your mind. There are many wonderful ideas floating around inside our minds, but we're so busy, we're so noisy, we talk so much, we're putting out so much information that we don't listen. You ought to take some time every day, in my opinion, where you simply listen and see what ideas emerge from your own mind. Second tip is, I think you ought to get the big picture. Remember the airplane? You know, you fly in the airplane, and is there wind out there, and is it cold out there, and, you know, you say there's no ice in this drink, and that's the little picture. Look near you right now. Look at some object. Is there some object that's standing still there? Good. Now, is that object moving? Maybe a glass or book or chair. Is that object moving? And the little picture says, no, it's not. It's not moving. It's right there. It's not moving. But in the big picture, let's suppose you zoom up 1,500 feet above that object and you look at it. And then you zoom up 15,000 feet. And then 100,000 feet. And you look at it and suddenly, wow, there'll be a moment when it suddenly becomes the big picture. And you'll see that that object is moving 1,000 miles an hour east because it's rotating around the Earth. It'll be moving 66,600 miles an hour around the sun. One of the fringe benefits that we all get for being human beings is we get a free trip around the sun every year and don't appreciate it enough. It's also moving 44,000 miles an hour around the center of the Milky Way. I mean, it is moving a lot. And we need to see that big picture occasionally because we get so trapped in the little picture of our personal problems and, you know, I can't get the disk drive to work. Well, in the big scheme of things, maybe nobody noticed. So occasionally get the big picture. My last tip is, in every aspect of the computer age, whether you're working on a breakthrough or you're just trying to maintain championship living, come from aliveness. I hope during this tape it seemed like I've been alive. I've tried to be alive with you. I'm trying to talk to you. I want to be vivacious and alive and present. And I see people who encounter a computer. They encounter teleconferencing. They encounter any kind of problem. And the aliveness leaks out of them like air out of an inner tube. In fact, you can even hear it. So you say to them, well, we have a little problem with the computer. What's the problem? Well, it's crashed. And the air just, you know, it's like, oh, no. No, no. The problems are the good part. Come from aliveness. Have energy. Have ecstasy. Remember that springboard. When you went off that high board and you come up through the water and you go, yay, I'm alive. Now, I hope you've enjoyed this tape series. I'd like to remind you that on the first side of the first tape, I said, you should respect the power of a single idea. One idea. Don't try to memorize this tape set. Don't make long lists that you try to put in effect in your life. Look for the single idea that makes the ping, that makes you resonate, that seems to be the answer for you, and then put that idea to work in your life now. God bless you, and I wish you the very best in your own championship living and breaking through in the computer age.